Hello, I'm Michael Steed from Kaplan Financial, and in this Christmas special, I'm going to be looking at yesterday's pre-budget report. So what has the Chancellor got in store for us? Let's start by taking a quick look at the economy. And yes, it's worse than announced in the spring budget. But then we all knew that anyway, didn't we? The economy is predicted to shrink by a full 4.75% in 2009, as opposed to the 3.5% that he was confidently predicting in the spring. Public sector borrowing is up too, from a massive $175 billion this year to $178 billion, and many commentators are saying that it could go higher. Just to put that into perspective, $178 billion is around about 13% of GDP. That's gross domestic product, if you like, the UK's income. Not too bad, you might say. 13%, put up with that. But remember, that's for 1 year only. When you stack the total borrowing up, it's around about 78% of GDP, and that's well ahead of many other countries within the G20 group. One or two, remember, have actually gone over 100%, Portugal, Greece, and indeed the Republic of Ireland. The odd thing is that Alistair doesn't seem unduly bothered by the scale of this borrowing, as opposed to, say, the Moody's credit rating. Many of his tax and NIC-raising measures are due to come in at the earliest by 2011, cunningly, of course, the other side of a general election, leading many commentators to conclude that this was a political PBR rather than a PBR for economic recovery. So, what did he announce? Well, it was the usual mix of old news and some new news as well. And I'd like to start with income tax.